Today is Sunday, the 30th of March, the fourth Sunday of Lent.
God of everything, you reached out to me, made a home in my heart. I just can't explain, I just stand in awe of your wonderful love. And even on my worst days, it stays the same. I just don't understand how high, how wide, how deep is your love. How high, how wide.
Called out music sings Worst Days.
How high, how wide, how deep is your love. How high, how wide, how deep is your love. Oh, it reaches to the depths of my soul, and it won't let go.
Oh, wonderful love.
There's nowhere else I'd rather be, nowhere else for me. Oh, wonderful love, yeah. From Calvary to eternity, I'm yours forever, yeah.
Oh,
wonderful love. Oh, Jesus, your love knows of taste. Oh,
today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
How deep is your love?
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Then Jesus said, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me.' So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and travelled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of the country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father. And I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Now, his eldest son was in the field. And when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, "Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he got him back safe and sound." Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, "Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came back, who had devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed a fatted calf for him." Then the father said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found."
Today's passage is perhaps one of the most well-known parables in Scripture. Stepping into the shoes of the main characters can help us reflect on our relationship with the Father and with others. To uncover what the story holds for us, we enter it, considering its encounters, moods, and emotions. Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me. Imagine the son making this request or demand. In a family-centered culture, how do you think the father and son would feel in this moment? He squandered his property in dissolute living. Perhaps it is part of human nature to be thoughtless or wasteful at times. Consider whether there are habits or attitudes in your life that squander what should be important to you. He began to be in need. Imagine the emotions of the son after squandering everything. Have you ever experienced a similar sense of being in need of God's patient and unconditional love? What would it take for you to respond with courage, humility, and repentance? His father saw him and was filled with compassion. Stand at the roadside and witness the father running to embrace his son. How do you respond to the Father's unconditional, welcoming love? I have never disobeyed your command. Now step into the shoes of the elder son as he wrestles with resentment. Hear his words. Do they echo experiences from your own life? You are always with me, and everything I have is yours. Notice the Father's gentle reply. This reminds us that God's mercy is not something to be bargained for. It is lavish and overflowing. How does this parable deepen your understanding of God's mercy? Perhaps you've struggled with jealousy or comparison at times. How can you grow in gratitude for the blessings God generously offers? After reflecting on God's mercy, consider how you may be called to respond. End by offering gratitude to God for this time of reflection. As you meditate on this parable, share in the warmth of the Father's embrace and be moved to live in greater love and freedom. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me.
Amen.